I say Dad did it when he was 1945, and he born in 31, so he was at 14, did the mile. Very keen on swimming, so he taught my sister and myself to swim, and my brother later on when he was on the scene. So I would think probably at 3 years old, I was probably in a swimming pool and probably could swim. And we would go, I can remember a bit older than that, we used to go regularly down to the swimming pool at Stanbury Lakes that was, we used to have you could call it an annual season ticket, but it was only open from sort of spring to the end of the summer holidays. So we had a season ticket so we could go as many times as we liked. So probably most evenings we went down to the swimming pool. In them days we had nice hot summers. In the 60s, you know, you just get sort of sunburned, so it was nice to go and cool off in the swimming pool in the evenings, because it used to be open till sort of when it got dark. And at some point, I joined Wellingarn Swimming Club. I can't exactly remember, probably at 4 or 5 years old, and which was based, I think it was called then, Lee Valley Open Air Bath, it was called in the 1940s. Nice. So yes, we joined that, and I can remember always being the person who came third in everything. And I was probably taught, I think I might have been taught by a chap called Mock Salmon. I think of vivid remembers of him, and obviously being probably a retirement age, as far as I could see, being a sort of youngster. And I can remember his sort of white hair and a great white hairy chest. And I can remember seeing, I can see him now, sort of at the deep end, obviously teaching somebody in the water. It may have been when I was down there in a public session, I can't remember now. And so it was threepence on the bus or sixpence return near where I lived to get dropped outside the swimming pool. So that's what you used to do. You just put the machine in the bus and off down the swimming pool for the day. And then come back in the afternoon, you know, later in the day. During the swimming club, probably when I was probably 8 or 9, when I could actually swim quite proficiently, I can remember being coached by Isabel Last, who's, I wouldn't say one of the older members of the swimming club. In the winter time, we used to use Hatfield Pool. Mm-hmm. I think I can remember going there on a non-club night when Isabel was up in the balcony, obviously shouting instructions because she couldn't go on the pool edge. I can remember the club championships doing wits across the pool. And as I say, I was coming third. And usually it was Nick Last, Isabel's son, that came first. I knew before we started who was going to come first, second and third, which is a bit annoying because I could never get that bit faster. And I can remember at school, in my mind, nearly every sort of week on a Friday at assemblies at school, junior school, because they used to give out achievements that people had personally or within the school. I was getting some form of a certificate or a medal or something from swimming. So nearly every week it was, yes again, Graham Rollins has got if it's personal survival, whatever it was. I think the four personal survivals by the time I was about 12. I can actually go back to that. I can remember 1 year, I don't think we were very old. Oh, well, I wasn't very old. My sister and I did a sponsor swim quite regularly at swimming club at Stanbury Pool. And I think it was swim 50 lengths. It was the maximum you could do, and I think that's what's about a mile and a quarter or something like that at that pool, because it'd been a 55-yard pool. And Dad used to work at Cyril Partners, the Bisco, so he went round generally with the sponsor forms for me and my sister. You know, everyone knowing that I was probably about 6 and my sister was probably about 8. Oh yeah, we'll sponsor them per length. You know, sort of, I don't know whether to say, we sort probably put about a pound or something a length.
Yes.
Thinking we'd only do half a dozen, or not even that, and. Well, there when it was dark, we both did the 50 lengths. So, you know, it's sort of just plodding along. And I remember it was dark when we finished. So that was quite an achievement. And obviously the shock of the people that sponsored us per length. Had to shell out, probably in them days, probably a tenner for the sponsorship or something.
Yes.
I did lots of things with the club for years. I probably stopped going at about 11 swimming clubs. So at about 16, I started teaching at Wellingarn Swimming Club, which would have been about 1977, 76, something like that. Taught swimming for, crikey, about 7 years with the swimming club. Now, competitive swimming is age group, and obviously age group, usually swim the under-11s, the under-whatever, together. So you wouldn't put an under-11 in an under-16 race, because they ain't going to win, are they? So it's usually age, and then obviously, for galas, that you'll be chosen by your ability. So obviously, if you can swim quite fast in a particular stroke, and it was fast enough to be considered for the team, then you would be in the team.
Do you have a favourite stroke?
Breaststroke. Open Air Swimming Club, Pool Swimming Club, used to obviously during the summer used to do galas and go to Hitchin, to Letchworth, Broxbourne, places like that, and obviously reciprocate galas and swim there. The worst one to go to was Letchworth, because it was always cold outside. The wind used to whistle up through the swimming pool. It was really, really cold. Harton in Hartford.
Mm.
That was an outdoor pool until quite recently. Different little areas. I don't know how many there was. It must have been half a dozen within Hertfordshire years ago. When I was involved with in the teaching aspect of it, most of the time it was parent transport. Mm. And usually if there's two leagues, Peanut League and the Major League in Hertfordshire. And usually on the three galas of each of those categories. The Peanuts is usually the younger one, so I think it's 13 and under. Major League is 11 to adult. We would hire a coach and as a team and go to wherever it is we're going for the mm-hmm. for the gala. Get them hyped up for the gala, because at one point we were doing quite well in the league, so it was quite nice to get the team building spirit in there. You know, there's one time when I was teaching, we had the coach at the time was involved with, but had connections with David Wilkie, and they were doing, she was helping with another person in Hertfordshire to do sponsored swims, of course, Swim Along with Wilkie, and they used to go around the country, and they did a sponsored swim. Welling Garden Swimming Club did a sponsored swim with Swim Along Wilkie. I think we've also had past Olympic sort of bronze medal swimmers come along and do a training session on sort of for the whole club. Mm-hmm. I can't remember who it was now, but we definitely had one chap came along who was a Welling Garden Swimming Club's always been sort of a club where you come and learn to swim and you get to a certain stage and the club can't help you because you need mm-hmm. more hours in the pool. So you go to somewhere like Hatfield Swimming Club or Stevens Swimming Club or elsewhere that have got the facilities or access to the facilities and the people who do. You know, your swims every day of the week.